And we've just been hearing, of course, throughout the morning that up to 100,000 construction workers are on their way to work again this morning. Sites across the country have reopened in this first phase. Builders, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, all leaving their homes and travelling hundreds of kilometres to pick up their tools once again. But is it safe? The government and the Construction Industry Federation say they have the protocols in place, but are they sufficiently rigorous to ensure that builders and subcontractors keep their workers safe from COVID-19? We are joined this morning by John Regan, SIPTU's construction sector organiser. John, thanks for joining us.
Morning, Audrey.
Construction workers use the term guinea pigs to describe their re-entry to the workforce. Are you worried about their health on sites?
Absolutely, yes. There's an absolute concern for workers to the point that SIPTU has a hotline, and if you don't mind, I'd like to read it out for workers if they want to contact us. It's 8588210.
So, and that's the Dublin number, 01.
01858810.
Because and the plan, John, says that it's outdoor work only, but many construction workers are there working on the interior of new office blocks, hotels and factories, and they are under big pressure to return today. If they don't, they're worried they'll lose a lot of money, but understandably, they're very nervous. What's your advice to those construction subcontractors and the like who are under pressure to return to working inside buildings today?
First of all, social distancing and the safety of their employees are absolutely paramount in everything that happens on construction sites going forward. It is a different place of work as and from today onwards. The shutdown has brought about a requirement on the employers to remove risks. The hazards must be assessed and assessed on the day. It's not enough now to leave risks and monitor them for a period of time. They need to act on any complaint or hazard concern that workers put forward on building sites. So that's a whole new model, a whole new venture for employers.
But is that going to happen, John? Because many will... There are many, obviously, in the construction industry who follow the rules and the regulation, but there is a culture within it as well to not do that, to operate outside of the regulations. And are people, subcontractors in particular, and indeed others, who are relying on this work for their livelihoods, are they really going to put their heads up and risk their jobs?
Look, there is huge pressure here. It is a unique situation that we're in. There is workers and there is employers that have to work together. Trade unions have to work with employers. It's all safety driven. Workers have to elect representatives to represent them on COVID-19 on all sites. And the question of whether it's a big site with a lot of numbers on in employment, the number of how many reps will be required. They have to be constantly policing the guidelines and the protocol that is now in place. We are trying to get an agreement with the construction industry, and we have a meeting today to try and advance that, which is going to cover some of the things that are obviously workers are apprehensive about today. We need to get an engagement to enhance the national protocol that is in place, that is very much a general document for all sectors of the economy.
But for the men who are returning to the sites today, this morning, yes, they're on their way now and they're there. One construction worker said to me yesterday, one subcontractor, that in the building that he and his men were working in, there was no ventilation. There were windows in the building, but they weren't able to be opened. They were sealed. And he was worried that if one of his team had a fall or got sick, that his insurers wouldn't pay because it's not safe for them to be there in the first place. And they're out then a ton of money. I mean, what should he do in that situation?
Look, I can't answer for insurance and for agreements with employers. What I can say about closed environments like anywhere else in any sector, not just construction, there has to be a system put in where the management, frontline management and the workers work out an arrangement that will allow them to take breaks. to move out from the enclosed area on a regular basis. It is common sense that that needs to happen. But will common sense prevail? I don't know the answers to that. That's why we're going to be very active, keeping an eye on how sites are performing. Sites that are not adequately manned and worker representatives and officers enforcing the COVID-19 regulations, we will be reporting them to the Health and Safety Authority, who are now very much fundamental to making sure that safe practices happen on construction sites and every other site. Equally, the HSA has to be adequately resourced. There needs to be more inspectors here. They are under-resourced and have been for some time. They now need to be fully backed up and more inspectors, because they are covering not just construction, but construction needs its own inspectorate. And this is fundamental to getting safety of workers and making sure that we don't have a fresh surge of the virus. Well, we do not need this happening.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, John Regan, SIP2's construction sector organiser. And the Minister for Health, Simon Harris, will be with us on the programme after 8, answering these and many other of your questions on the phase 1 reopening of Ireland today. It's 10 to 8.